AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Woodside's 19% rebound stands out in E&P despite scarce activity confirmation. Woodside Energy closed at $22.56 after a 3.9% week and a 19.1% four-week recovery. But negative activity pressure and 0.9x volume keep the setup in balanced territory. Research brief. Woodside Energy's NYSE ADR has rebuilt short-term momentum, trading 8.9% above its weekly trendline and ranking near the top of the U.S. oil and gas E&P group on a four-week basis. The evidence is not one-sided. Relative strength has improved sharply, while market dynamics remain negative. Volume is below average, and next week expectancy sits at 44.89%. Key points. 1. WDS gained 3.9% in the latest completed week, and 19.1% over 4 weeks, while its 12-week return remains negative at -4.1%. 2. The close at $22.56 sits 8.9% above the $20.71 trendline, 34.0% above ShareMaestro fair value of $16.84, and 10.4% below the 52-week high of $25.19. 3. Trend backdrop is active, but activity pressure is still negative at -0.79, and the latest 3.7 million shares traded equal only 0.9x the 13-week average. 4. Within U.S. oil and gas E&P, WDS ranks 6th on 4-week performance, even as industry trend breadth is only 44.3% and positive market dynamics breadth is just 1.6%. Short-term recovery improves, but the quarter is not repaired. Woodside Energy Group finished the week of 24 July at $22.56, up 3.9%, adding to a 19.1% 4-week advance. That recovery has pushed the ADR back above its weekly trendline at $20.71 and into the upper part of its 52-week range at 76.7% between the $13.90 low and $25.19 high. The high water gap remains 10.4%, so the move has repaired a meaningful portion of the recent damage without yet returning the stock to its best levels. The broader momentum stack is mixed rather than clean. 6-month and 1-year returns are strong at 38.5% and 39.3%, but the 12-week return is still -4.1%, showing that the recent rebound follows a sharp mid-year interruption. ShareMaestro's setup signature is a balanced read with a composite score of 57, supported by price above trend but restrained by weaker market dynamics. E&P context makes the 4-week rank the cleaner positive. The stock's latest 3.9% weekly gain beat the U.S. energy sector average of 2.6% and the U.S. oil and gas E&P average of 2.7%, though it was roughly in line with the wider U.S. energy peer set at 4.0%. WDS gained 19.1% versus 8.3% for energy and 7.1% for oil and gas E&P, ranking 6th among 61 E&P names and 11th among 100 energy constituents. That relative strength matters because the industry backdrop is still selective. Only 44.3% of oil and gas E&P stocks have active weekly trend signals, and just 1.6% show positive market dynamics breadth. Relative strength breadth is healthier at 57.4%, which fits Woodside's own profile. The stock has positive relative leadership at 12.71, but no fresh activity pressure confirmation. Volume and market dynamics leave confirmation unfinished. Participation did not expand with the latest gain. Woodside traded 3.7 million shares, below the 13-week average of 4.1 million and the 52-week average of 4.5 million, putting volume at 0.9x and 0.8x those baselines respectively. That is adequate for continuation, but not the kind of demand expansion that would settle the confirmation question after a 19% 4-week move. Market dynamics also remain a constraint. Activity pressure is negative at -0.79 and has weakened over 4 weeks, while relative leadership has improved sharply from recent negative readings. The split is important. Price and relative performance have turned constructive, but underlying activity pressure has not yet validated the move. Risk frame and what to watch next. Recent volatility is elevated at 6.2% versus a 52-week baseline of 4.9%, consistent with the sharp June sell-off and subsequent July recovery. Over the past year, WDS has recorded 30 positive weeks and 22 negative weeks, with average gains of 4.1%, slightly larger than average losses of -3.8%. The distribution still includes 15.4% sharp loss weeks in a recent sample, so drawdown risk remains part of the setup. The next test is whether the stock can keep trading above the $20.71 trend line, while activity pressure moves back toward confirmation. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would be a stronger sign of institutional participation in the next move. Until then, the evidence supports a recovering relative strength profile, but with valuation stretch, negative pressure, and below average volume, all still under review. Research note, this article is for educational market research only, and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.